Next on the agenda is other business, and the first item is 2024-05 River's Edge, formerly known as Totem Subdivision.
This is a revised preliminary subdivision plan for River's Edge, a cluster subdivision consisting of 187 single-family lots, private roads, open space, resource buffers, planted buffers, and other associated site improvements to be located on a 125.13 acres, more or less, parcel. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, May 6, 2026, subject to 22 conditions of approval. Specifically, the applicant has requested the commission determine the compliance with its condition C of the conditions of approval, which requires, quote, the resources defined by Sussex County Code shall be protected and deserved as required by Section 115-193 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Although buffer averaging was proposed for certain areas of the subdivision, the commission rejects that averaging design because of the receiving areas of Zone B. Buffers are unbuildable and do not provide any greater protection to the resource, while the reduction of the portion of Zone B buffers will have an impact on the resource. No buffer averaging shall be permitted in the area of lots 13 through 18, 28, and 34 and 35. These lots shall be reconfigured or relocated as necessary to avoid any impact on the resource or zones A or B of the resource buffering, end quote. The applicant has submitted a redline version of the plans as an exhibit noting the proposed changes in compliance with this condition. Planning and Zoning Department staff have reviewed the plans internally and agree that the attached plans comply with the provisions of the condition, but as per the applicant's request, are requesting that the commission review and also indicate whether this condition has been complied with as proffered. The revised preliminary subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The property is lying on the northeast side of Cave Neck Road, Sussex County Road 88. At King Cole Drive in Milton, Delaware, the tax parcel is District 235, Map 21, Parcel 171.00. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
Have a minute on this.
Yeah. If I enlarge the screen back and say, what we're specifically looking at is how the lots were amended. And it might assist just to enlarge them and just show you in a bit more higher resolution. If you look at the red lines, the red lines is the lot lines as they previously existed. And you can see the black dashed line, that's the new lot lines. So in order to accommodate the revisions to the buffer, some lots had to be modified and shifted across. So this one, instead of being fan-shaped now, this one became slightly more contrived, but complies with the new buffer. And you can see that new buffer's moved out. In fact, if you look at some places, some lots look like they're either shifted completely or completely removed over here in order to make it all work. So you can see that the red and the black lines show how everything's moved around.
Was there a net loss of any sites, or were they able to retain essentially the same number?
Numerically, this was beneficial across the board in terms of increases of buffer area, all of it. The only negative I would add is that there's a very slight encroachment in B onto the road. It covers the very slight part of the road, which is permitted in terms of the provisions. In order to get all the lots to work, that's the only place I can see where there was any kind of potential comments I have. Everything else is beneficial.
And we can pick that up somewhere else, you know, I would think, just by extending it elsewhere.
Yeah. It's so minor that it's like, you
know. You'll check on that on the final site plan review to make sure there's not any buffers that are in the roads. Yeah.
Anybody have any questions?
Thank you.
All right, Madam Chair, then I move that we accept the evidence of compliance with condition C and approve the revised preliminary subdivision plan.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the revised preliminary subdivision plan for 2024-05 River's Edge, formerly known as Totem Subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is 2018-34 Keystone Bay Section 6 Waterfront Amenities Plan.
This is an amenities plan for Keystone Bay Section 6 for proposed waterfront amenities. Specifically, the proposal is for the establishment of a proposed 3,903 square foot in-ground pool, 3,769 square foot amenity complex, 15 parking spaces and other associated site improvements to serve the Keystone Bay subdivision. Keystone Bay is a cluster subdivision consisting of 651 residential lots, private roads, and open space. The final subdivision plan for the major subdivision was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. Additionally, staff are in receipt of agency approvals from the Office of the State Fire Marshal and Sussex Conservation District for the proposal. In accordance with previous approvals, the applicant is requesting that the subdivision be approved in phases. Section 6 consists solely of the proposed amenities and amenities area. A mastering phasing plan has been submitted to the Department of Planning and Zoning depicting the overall subdivision design. The amenities plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval for the subdivision. The property is lying on the northeast side of Coral Way within the previously approved Keystone Bay subdivision. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 24, Parcel 2. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions from anyone?
No.
All right, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the waterfront amenities plan for 2018-34 Keystone Bay Section 6. With final by staff, subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve 2018-34 Keystone Bay Section 6 with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next up is Robert Frey, Sandy Hill Acre LLC, S26-39, conditional use number 2438, preliminary site plan. Frey. Frey.
This is a preliminary site plan for the adaptive reuse of the existing structure as a professional office, 1,567 square feet with associated parking and ancillary improvements. The office use at the site was permitted via conditional use number CU2438 and ordinance number 3047, which was approved by County Council at their meeting of October 1st, 2024, and subject to 8 conditions of approval. Preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County zoning code and all conditions of approval for CU2438. Property is located on the south side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, approximately 400 feet west of the intersection with West Line Road, Sussex County Road 396, on a parcel comprised of a total of 0.997 acres, more or less. Tax parcel is District 533, Map 18.00, Parcel 68.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, if I may, just to draw attention to this, staff noticed this during the plan review. The conditions of approval from Commission and Council require that there be no parking in the front yard setback, which has been achieved here in that the parking is on the front yard setback, but the applicant's design leaves no margin for error at all.
Duly noted.
All right. So with that being said, we'd have to do anything else with that, or we can...
They have the minimum required parking, right?
I mean,
Five on the one side and the three on the other.
If the Commission was satisfied with the design, they could approve it as shown. Otherwise, the Commission could approve it contingent on them being moved further back. The consequence to that is that the applicant would have to lose some planting beds.
It's 50 feet off of the Route 54. I don't particularly see that as a problem personally, but.
You do or do not?
I don't.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I'm fine with it.
Everybody's good?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Collins, are you okay with it?
Yeah, true. Okay, well, with that being said, Madam Chair, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for Robert Frey, Sandy Hill Acre, LLC, S-26-39, conditional use 2438, for preliminary site plan approval with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve Robert Frey, Sandy Hill Acre LLC, S26-39, conditional use number 2438, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next up is S25-63, Stokely Materials LLC, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for Stokely Materials LLC for the storage of fuel and other site improvements to an existing borrow pit. Conditional use 2557, ordinance number 4005, was approved with 13 conditions of approval by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, July 15th, 2025. Parcels located on the east side of Cedar Lane, Sussex County Road 318, and the west side of Peterkins Road, Sussex County Road 317. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 3, Parcel 6. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Anybody have any questions on this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move that we grant the revised final site plan for Stokely Materials S25-63 LLC with final approval by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
You have all the
yes, we have all these.
As a final.
It is the final.
Okay, thank you.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve S25-63 Stokely Materials as a final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next up is lands of Martin Lee and Margaret Pepper minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of four lots plus residual lands. Proposed lot one shall consist of 2.054 acres, more or less, with portions coming from parcels one, district 133, map 6, parcel 23.03, and parcel 23.07. Proposed lot 2 shall consist of 2.1432 acres, more or less. Proposed lot 3 shall consist of 1.2604 acres. And proposed lot 4 shall consist of 2.1615 acres, more or less. The residual land shall contain 2.0288 acres for parcel district 133, map 6, parcel 23.07. And the residual land shall contain 4.132 acres for parcel 133, map 6, sorry, District 133, Map 6, Parcel 23.03. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the north side of East Piney Grove Road, Sussex County Road 329, and east of Kroger Road, Sussex County Road 321. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcels are District 133, Map 6, Parcels 23.03 and 23.07. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of Martin Lee and Margaret Pepper as a minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement.
Second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded to approve lands of Martin Lee and Margaret Pepper minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is lands of Peerless and Gloria Gaines minor subdivision plan off of 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual land. Proposed lot one shall consist of 1.003 acres more or less, and the residual land shall contain 2.377 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is accessed from the north side of Ryder Road, Sussex County Road 505, through a proposed 30-foot ingress-egress access easement. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 532, Map 3, Parcel 9. Zoning is GR, General Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions from anyone?
No, thank you.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan of a proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of Peerless and Gloria Gaines with final approval by staff upon all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded to approve lands of Peerless and Gloria Gaines with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is lands of T&D Developing LLC minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus residual land. Proposed lot one shall consist of 3.02 acres more or less. Proposed lot 2 shall consist of 1.49 acres more or less. Proposed lot 3 shall consist of 1.531 acres more or less. The residual land shall contain 6.034 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is accessed from the south side of Cokesbury Road, Sussex County Road 5 29 to a proposed 30-foot ingress egress access easement. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 231, Map 10, Parcel 18.03. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Before you make your motion, I know you noted it verbally, but I don't see it noted on here that it's a 30-foot easement. I'm sure the final plan will have that on there, though. I don't see a width, any dimension on that proposed private road, just as a footnote. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Allen.
Any other questions at all? Okay. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan for a proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of T&D Developing LLC with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
And I would just add with confirmation on the site plan that that right of way is 30 feet wide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank second.
Maybe I missed it if it's on here. Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of T&D Developing LLC minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next up is S25-60, First Baptist Church of Seaford, revised preliminary and final site plan.
This is a revised preliminary and final site plan for the construction of a proposed 2,750 square foot and 3,200 square foot additions to a church and other site improvements to be located on the south side of Concord Road, Route 20. The revised preliminary and final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 132, Map 2.00, Parcel 140.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions?
No.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the revised preliminary and final site plan for S25-60 First Baptist Church of Seaford with final approval by staff upon all agency approvals.
Second.
Can we make just one change on that motion, because the site plans for the First Baptist Church of Lewis.
I know, I mentioned that.
Yeah, so let's have the motion be for S2560 First Baptist Church of Lewis.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, is it actually
it's
for
in
Lewis?
Lewis,
which should have been?
It was supposed to be for Seaford.
Oh, is it Seaford?
Oh.
Yeah, it was for Seaford, but
it just was in the name.
Yeah.
So this is not the right plan, though, because this is on King's Highway.
Lewis.
Yeah, boy, we might have to.
Address will do.
It shows it as King's Highway.
I forgot about this one.
Well, hold on, just because you're not on the microphone or anything else. We'll sort it out on our end for a second. So, I guess for Jamie or staff, what's it supposed to be, Seaford or Lewis?
Everything that I saw in the address and everything else was Lewis.
Because what's in the agenda, or actually the notes, is 132 to 140, which would be a Seaford tax map and parcel number.
It should be Seaford.
I think. That's not Lewis.
I think we just have the wrong plan in there.
Yeah, and if we have the wrong plan, we need to put
it
back.
We need
to defer
it. Or
put it back on another agenda.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Because it's either noticed wrong or it's the wrong plans we're looking at. And so we can, either way.
I emailed you on that. I emailed somebody on that being the wrong address on there.
I don't know if it was me.
I didn't notice the Seaford part on the printout. I was looking at the plans.
Yeah, I was looking at the plans.
We've seen this Lewis Church previously, and I thought it was the final for that.
That's right for the plans, Jamie, but like I said, it's supposed to be First Baptist Church of Seaford, which is an entirely different tax item parcel number, 132-2-140.
So I think I know what happened is, because we've recently had a site plan for the First Baptist Church of Lewis, mm-hmm. That plan has made it into your packet, and therefore the fix is we just bring it back at the next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got to get it right.
Apologies.
Just so I need to defer then.
Yeah, just defer on that.
All right. Madam Chair, I move that we defer the revised preliminary and final site plan for the S2560 First Baptist Church of Seaford for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on S25-60, First Baptist Church of Seaford. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Sorry about that. Next on the agenda is S17-56, Nietzsche Ventures LLC, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for two proposed storage buildings, 4,950 square feet each, and other site improvements. Staff note that the site was subject to a previous change of zone application, change of zone number 1821, approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, July 18th, 2017. Change was adopted by ordinance number 2510. Staff also note that the site was subject to a preliminary site plan approval with final site plan approval to be made subject by staff for a 39,000 square foot building to be used as a contractor's office, material and equipment storage, refrigeration, equipment fabrication, and training facility with associated parking and landscaping approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 25th, 2018. There are no additional parking spaces being added to site, with 84 spaces existing and 84 spaces proposed. The parcel is comprised of 62.54 acres, more or less, with access from Sussex Highway, Route 13. Parcel is located on the east side of Sussex Highway, Route 13. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 532, map 6.00, parcel 87.00. The zoning is CR1, Commercial Residential District. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Should they have the parking spaces actually noted on here? It shows the block. Or am I missing the etched lines for the spaces? Is existing paved parking lot?
So the, in order to count the minimums, yes. So we need them to be shown and marked. So you can have, there's two ways of fixing it. Is we can take no action today, have them make the change, bring it back. Or if you're content to let staff handle it, you can make any approval contingent on the final plan
so
showing.
Staff handling it. But I know they need to be on there. Yeah.
How do you want me to note that? Okay. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the revised final site plan for S1756 Nietzsche Ventures LLC with final approval by staff upon all agency approvals contingent on the parking spaces being marked on the final site plan.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve S17-56 Nietzsche Ventures LLC revised final site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals and notation of the parking spaces on the drawing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. All right, next.